Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Benchmark Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BNCH and on the OTCQX under the symbol BNCHF. We are chatting with the president of Benchmark Metals, Jim Gregg. To bring everybody up to speed, Benchmark is focused at the Lawyers Gold and Silver Project. This project is in the Golden Horseshoe area of northern British Columbia. This project already has an almost 3 million ounce resource at about 1.6 grams per ton, inferred and indicated. This resource comes from three different resource areas: Cliff Creek, AGB, and Duke's Ridge. All of these areas are quite close together on this project, but the company does have them allocated depending on the different areas, just for simplicity's sake. And what we're going to be talking about here, Jim, is some recent drill results at the AGB zone. So this zone already has just short of, let's call it, 500,000 ounces in the indicated and inferred category, and some pretty good drill results from this news release that came out on January 12th. 22 drill holes were released, a combination of infill and expansion holes here. Hole 45 was the headline number that came in at little over 95 meters of 3.89 grams per ton gold equivalent from surface. Now, this hole really was in the middle of this resource area. Jim, how is this drilling all playing into the bigger strategy here of growing the resource, especially at this AGB zone?
Yeah, these drill holes that we put out are very supportive towards growing the resource at the AGB zone. The bulk of the infill type holes that are in the center are all there to replace gaps or missing information. And what this is telling us, that once again, there's high-grade mineralization at surface and it extends to depth. In addition to that, there were some expansion holes that are outside of the bounds of the current resource. So there's very good potential to significantly increase the size of AGB with more gold and silver ounces. It's quite exciting. This zone remains open in all directions, actually. But with this recent round of drilling, we could see an appreciable size increase at AGB. And this will serve as a starter pit area. Because there's high-grade gold and silver at surface, the AGB will be targeted as a starter pit in the preliminary economic assessment. So, you know, when you push out near 96 meters of almost 4 gram material that starts at surface, that has a big influence on your economics.
Yeah, Jim, I was actually going to ask you something along those lines with these higher grades, if that may change what the mine plan would be when you get to that point. But just let's take a step back for the audience and just explain to them how the three different resource areas fit into the current resource estimate and why you see so much growth in this AGB zone based on where the current estimate has been focused.
Sure. So AGB, when we started drilling this, really largely it was in 2020 and 2021 where the most of Benchmark's drilling took place. We initially thought it was a rather small, discrete area. But after more drilling took place, it became rapidly obvious that it was an area of significant ounces, but not only that, significant higher grade ounces at surface. So the largest area on our property with ounces is called Cliff Creek, and it has more or less about 2 million ounces of gold and silver combined, so gold equivalent. And the AGB zone, roughly speaking, is close to 500,000 in the current resource. But there is potential here to see AGB, I would say, increase by as much as 50% or more. You'll see increases at the Cliff Creek area as well with all this drilling from 2021. So when we talk about an updated resource this year, likely around the end of Q1 or early Q2, you should see increases from all three deposits, and it's all due to this infill and expansion drilling from 2021.
So we talked a lot about that drill program from 2021 that is carrying a little bit into the early part of this year. Company was planning on drilling about 100,000 meters. And I know you are a large way through that program. How many meters and what drilling exactly is going to be included in that updated mineral resource estimate? Essentially, when's your cutoff time going to be?
Yeah, I would say the cutoff time is likely to be at some point in early February. We're still waiting for approximately 20,000 meters to be returned from the assay lab. And the bulk of that drilling will have an impact on increasing gold and silver ounces. So we've got about another, let's say, roughly 4 to 6 weeks time frame where more results will be published. And I would anticipate more results like the one we put out last year or last week, some big numbers. So certainly there's another period of, you know, press releases approximately every 10 days, and these will have an impact. So we're at a hurry up and wait situation. More results from the lab, and then we'll focus on growing this new mineral resource estimate.
Well, Jim, I also had a question about what drill results may still be at the lab or may still be in the process of being drilled at that area that was a connector zone between Cliffs Creek and Duke's Ridge, and then also an area we're kind of calling a mid-zone. It's in the center of Cliff Creek. Are you still awaiting some of those assays, or are there still drills turning in those two kind of gap areas?
You're right, Chad. That 20,000 meters that remains at the lab right now, that includes numbers from the mid-Cliff Creek zone and that second connector zone area. So those two areas have ounces that are at surface, and those are very important for influencing your economics because they're drilled or mined in the early years. Those are part of data that we await.
Well, just one more area we should bring people up to speed on, and that's the new discovery that you made at the Marmot Zone. I know that you had roughly 10,000 meters you were targeting there for the drill program. You know, is there any of those results that are either at the lab or still being drilled currently?
Yeah, there's still results coming back from the lab at the Marmot Zone. It's unlikely the Marmot will form part of the updated resource. We just don't have enough drill data to support a substantial mineral resource estimate. And so the Marmot Zone, there will be drill results, of course, but it's going to take another round of drilling in 2022 to get to a point where it is a satellite deposit with substantial gold and silver ounces.
So, Jim, when it comes to expanding a lot of these resource areas, and I know some of the program was designed to do that, including this infill component, where, in your eyes, is some of the best opportunities for expansion at any of these different zones in terms of, let's say, step-out drilling?
I think all three zones that we have right now are still open for expansion in 2022. They're most certainly open to depth. It's very, very clear that there could be an underground portion to these deposits. But I think the near-term rewards will come from the AGB zone, the connector zone, mid-Cliff Creek, and also Duke's Ridge. And in fact, Duke's Ridge is seeing drilling this year right now, January. Duke's Ridge will have two drills on top of it. So there's numerous areas here for more expansion to add ounces even beyond this updated resource estimate.
So, Jim, when you look at this project already, there's already pretty much 3 million ounces here. We can assume, I think, that that's going to increase with all the drilling that is going to be included in the updated resource. When does this project or asset in general become large enough, ounces-wise, in the ground to put some sort of economics around it or even talk about potentially going into some sort of development phase?
I think we're very close to that point, Corey. With an updated resource, we're probably trending close to perhaps 4 million ounces total. And those types of numbers would be inserted into the preliminary economic assessment. So how many of those ounces are mineable to be determined? by the engineers, but I suspect, you know, we're looking at an operation that could have anywhere from 150,000 to upwards of 200,000 ounces a year. So a world-class type operation. And given it's open pittable with material right at surface, this should help with the economics and show robust returns on the investment. So we're entering a new phase now. We're getting to a point where development is in progress. So 2022 is a year where we change from an exploration company expanding ounces to a point where we are a development company focused on putting a mine into production.
Well, it's an exciting milestone to be hitting, Jim. So congratulations on all the good work your exploration team has been doing. I know you just recently finished a capital raise, but just walk everybody through what kind of cash the company has in the treasury and what the budget will be for the 2022 exploration program.
Yeah, so in December of last year, approximately a month ago, we completed a brokered finance for $40 million. And this included a strategic investment by Yamana Gold. And this is very, very important. Yamana has put their own dollars into Benchmark. And that shows very good confidence in our technical ability, but just the scope and scale and quality of the project. Yamana is now a shareholder of Benchmark. And it provides validity to show that this is a real mining endeavor. So, and a substantial achievement. We will be working with Yamana a bit closer for feedback as we go forward and report news. So in the treasury as a cash position, we're near $50 million total, and we anticipate the 2022 program to be 30. So we're in a very good situation where all funds are needed to support work in 2022. And this should not only grow the project and advance it, but also improve the market cap.
So, Jim, just to wrap us up, I think everybody gets the idea that there is still a lot of drilling that is in the labs and a lot of drilling to come here. What is the general news flow, at least expectations from you guys that investors can more or less keep their eyes out for?
Yeah, I would be watching as an investor for another month to 2 months of news based on drilling from last year. That will be followed by an updated resource estimate. And then we'll start reporting news from drilling that's begun already here in January. So there will not be a lack of news flow from Benchmark this year. I would see drill news, a new 43-101 technical resource estimate, but also a preliminary economic assessment that shows the engineering and the economic benefits of this project. This will all happen within 2022.
All right, Jim, thank you for really summarizing some of the recent drilling and now looking ahead to what's on tap for another busy year for the company. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. I will also put those email addresses in the description of this posting. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Benchmark Metals. And again, we'll be following up as some more news hits the market. So, Jim, really appreciate the update today. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Always a pleasure, Corey and Chad. Thank you.